everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, well, you've come to the right place. Today we have very special guest, Ken McEvoy, of the Miami Rice Pudding Company, coming up in segment two on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, because we've got a great show. Climbing up on South Street Hill, I could see the city light.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock franchise opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza, and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducts. And Don, welcome back on this Thursday, the first day of March. I think spring is just around the block, my friend. How are you doing today?
Yeah, thank God for that.
Absolutely. It was a long February, wasn't it? For a short month, it was a long month.
Yeah, definitely. So, March 1st, You know, should be a good month. We got the franchise show at the end of the year.
That's right.
You know,
I'm excited about
month.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, you know, it's a, you know, hopefully be a good month for my business here. We got a few extra days, and always the first day of the month.
Right. Absolutely.
Turn the page. You got new goals to attain, and
sure.
Yeah. So I'm excited about spring being around the corner. Today's show, and you know, everything we have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Last show, Don, we got to meet with franchise attorney Nancy Lenard, which I thought was a very informative show. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, well, she had great advice.
She really did.
People in their investigation and due diligence phase, everything from the UFOC, which we've talked about a little bit, the franchise agreement, which are legal documents. I mean, it's so crucial, someone investigating a franchise, really, you know, thoroughly going through this. And having someone like Nancy, a specialized franchise attorney, can help just make the process easier so people just don't make a mistake, Marty, because as
right.
you see a lot of times, people make too quick a decision
sure.
to
oh.
invest in a franchise. You got to do your homework. She was very informative. I thought it was a real nice interview.
She really was. You know, and I think one of the themes of last week's show, Don, is, you know, to not just hire an attorney, but hire a franchise attorney. I know you have several attorneys in your family, you know, and
right.
you know, I believe that, you know, some aspiring entrepreneurs think that they can save some money in the beginning by hiring a family member or a friend, and, you know, I think that's going to end up costing you money down the road, you know, and, you know, Nancy, I think she had a great quote. I think she said that they are deal makers, not deal breakers, you know, so
right.
Very, very informative.
Yeah, I mean, when you first start to look at a franchise, by law, the franchise has to give you the UFOC, which is
right.
the franchise offering circuit. The thing's like an inch thick. And
it is.
And well, what was nice, what you said interesting, is that they wrote it so that people can understand it, not so much at a legalese-type language.
Right.
So that was interesting. I didn't really know that, but you still need to have someone who can just give good advice on what to do.
Certainly.
Just not in looking through the UFOC franchise agreement, even the lease. You know, people look in
sure.
the final location. People don't know how to read a lease, and, you know, she or a specialized franchise attorney can help in that area, too.
Right, absolutely. From their experience, you know, they know what to look out for.
Right, right.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have either her or, you know, a different franchise attorney on the future. We hope, you know, we got to keep people informed
sure.
about that, and
certainly.
There will be changes in the laws and here or there, so we'll keep people updated. So
certainly, yeah. What do we have going on today, Don? I know we have an exciting show today. We've been looking forward to this one for a while now.
Yeah, we're going to be meeting with a franchise called the Miami Rice Pudding Company.
That's right.
So that should be real interesting. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. It looks like they have over 35 great flavors.
That's incredible.
What's interesting, Ken, who we're going to be interviewing, he was a police officer for 25 years.
That's fantastic.
And was able to reinvent rice pudding. After a year of research, Ken and his wife, Linda, several associates, opened their first Miami Rice Pudding station in the Livingston Mall in New Jersey, serving 20 flavors of rice pudding. With retirement coming up in less than a year, Ken and Linda began researching how they could earn a living when that day comes once he retires.
Right,
they
right.
get to hear about this unique, nutritious, and fun franchise concept. So it should be interesting.
That's something. And I know your dad's a big fan of rice pudding, so I hope he's listening today. I know my father's listening. So
he grew up in Brooklyn. He's a New Yorker.
Right.
I guess rice pudding is, you know, was part of his life a little bit. So, and I'm glad to see they have a few locations that are going to be opening here in New Jersey. So that's nice.
Yeah, so have you ever been to that Livingston Mall, Don? It's really nice up there.
Well, my sister lived in Livingston.
She did.
I think
okay.
I might have been, but it was years ago. I don't think I've been there recently.
Okay. That's a very nice mall.
Yeah. As
really, it sounds like a great location for a Miami rice pudding, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be good. And on March 8th, Marty, we're going to be meeting with the founder of the franchise opportunity, Aristocare.
That's great.
With Dana Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
As an Aristocare franchisee, you'll be in the business of helping and caring for your clients to promote their recovery and independence in the most economical way. They're an in-house senior care services franchise. So.
Yeah, that's a great industry, Don. That's one of those booming industries, you know, and I think it's one of those franchises, too, that you actually, you know, I mean, you can really feel good about yourself at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to interviewing. I've interviewed Dana before for the newsletter, and she's just so knowledgeable about the industry, and I think that's very important, you know, when you're looking to buy a franchise.
Yeah, and so that'll be interesting to look at everything they do for their clients. On March 15th, we're meeting with Michael Gerber.
It's a big show.
Well known. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Author, very successful book, The E-Myth Revisited. They've sold a couple million copies. He'll also talk about continuing his most recent entrepreneurial venture called In the Dreaming Room.
In the Dreaming Room, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And you can actually see clips of that. I think it's on SBTV.com. We have to talk to Michael about that. It's really exciting time for Michael.
I read a lot of the business franchise magazines, and I'll see once in a while someone talks about different business books they've read, and they'll mention Michael's book. So
I think it's required reading. The E-Myth Revisited, Don, for a lot of franchisors, they require their franchisees to actually read the E-Myth, you know. So, again, and the book just keeps on selling. I think Michael wrote it sometime in the 1980s, and the book just keeps on selling. So it's really very educational, very informative. It's a must-read for anybody.
You should call him Mr. Royalties.
Sure. Absolutely. He's a great guy. He's got such a great personality, though. I think, you know, our listeners are really going to enjoy that show. So
yeah, it's just coming up in a couple of weeks. So
that's right. Absolutely. Yeah, there was some more interesting articles this week on entrepreneurship and franchising, Don, that you and I came across. You and I get a lot of calls, Don, and emails from aspiring entrepreneurs interested in buying a Starbucks franchise. And, you know, for our listeners, you know, for the record, Starbucks is not a franchise. A lot of people don't realize that. They manage their stores directly, or they have business relationships with other corporations. However, if you're looking to buy a franchise in the food industry, there's a good chance you are going to compete with Starbucks. You know, and competition is certainly an important factor when you're, you know, doing your due diligence to consider, you know, when buying a franchise. And there was a great article I found on it. It just came out this week. I found it on MSNBC by senior writer Allison Lynn. And article is called Starbucks Aims to Increase Its Reach. And if you've ever taken a Principles of Marketing class, one of the concepts that you learn about is, they call it the four P's of marketing. Four P's of marketing being product, price, promotion, and place. And place refers to the distribution of the product or the service. And the subtitle of this article is, Coffee Maker is Increasing Efforts to Sell Ready-Made Drinks and Coffee Beans. Just a couple clips from the article, Don. It says, for years, Starbucks Corporation has been working to make itself your favorite stop for a cup of coffee. Increasingly, it also wants to be the only brand that comes to mind when you think about coffee, period. That's a pretty aggressive statement, Don. You know, they want to be the only brand that comes to mind when you're looking to buy a cup of coffee. And you and I have seen a lot of new coffee franchises pop up over the last, you know, year or two.
Oh, it's been incredible. I've financed so many. There's so many specialty coffee franchises that have, you know, over the last 10 years. Yeah, I mean, it's really a booming industry.
It really is. It says, the Seattle-based coffee retailer is increasing its efforts to sell Starbucks pre-made coffee drinks, coffee beans, for home brewing and other branded caffeinated products. The efforts include wider distribution, a newer advertising campaign, and even plans for vending machines that will spit out hot coffee drinks with the touch of a button or two. Starbucks maintains that its core business will always be the thousands of Starbucks stores that now dot the world, which the company likes to refer to as the third place between work and home. I think last time I looked on, Starbucks was up to, I believe it was about 7,000 coffee restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. I'm not an expert in the coffee franchise industry, but obviously they seem like they're the grandfather, you know, the leader, you know, obviously in the industry. But what's the reason for them doing all this? I guess they see that people are trying to cutting into their percentage.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, they're being very aggressive, and I guess because they can. You know, I mean, Starbucks has the money to really do anything they want. You know,
right.
And they want to create, I guess you could say, like a loyalty base. When you think of getting a cup of coffee, you know, you think Starbucks, you know, so
right.
It's a pretty aggressive campaign. It says the effort has been brewing for years. Starbucks has been working with partner Kraft Foods since 1998 to distribute coffee beans to grocery stores, wholesalers, and other retailers. In the last couple of years, that distribution has expanded even further to include such unlikely retailers as drug stores. Kraft also now distributes Starbucks Seattle's best brand beans. It also says Starbucks is working with Pepsi on the vending machines as well, which are expected to debut later this year after years of discussion. The machines will be located in universities, train stations, and other areas where putting a full-fledged store is infeasible, said Tracy Duchesne, general manager of the North American Coffee Partnership. And, you know, I think you should get the girls at Diamond Financial a Starbucks vending machine done. That's
yeah. Consider it done.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Well, you know, I just thought that was a very interesting article, Don. And again, you know, a lot of people have that perception, you know, that Starbucks is a franchise, you know, and when you look at, like, the top 500 franchise concepts, a lot of times people will say to me, where's Starbucks? Well, you know, again, they're not technically a franchise, so that's why Starbucks isn't on the list. But you will be competing with them, though. Dunkin' Donuts competes with them, and,
right.
you know, all those coffee franchises that you financed.
You know, I guess at one point they decided, you know, there must have been a, you know, decision, hey, should we start franchising? But I guess they're going so strong, corporately owned, I guess they just stayed the course.
I guess they have more control, too. I'm not sure what their thought process is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and perhaps, you know, maybe they'll change their mind one day, too. You know, they have a lot of joint ventures with, I know, like Barnes & Noble and things like that. So,
right.
you know, we'll have to keep our eye on that, but a very successful chain, nevertheless, you know.
They might even diversify and buy up some of the stronger coffee franchises. Out
sure, there, absolutely. We might see that happen as well, you know. So it's an exciting time, that's for sure. I know you had a couple interesting articles. I think Wine Styles was one of them, wasn't it, Don?
Yeah, this is through Lauren Fisher at Fish Consulting through FranchiseWire.com, where we get a lot of our information
right,
from.
Right, right.
The headline, Share Our Strength, Signed Social Franchise Agreement with Wine Styles. February 22nd, 07, out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Marty, says here, Share Our Strength, one of the nation's leading organizations working to end child care hunger in America, and Wine Styles, the nation's largest wine store franchise, announced today that Share Our Strength will become a Wine Styles franchisee, initially in Washington, D.C. The companies will also launch a national cause marketing partnership, establishing Share Our Strength as the official national charity of Wine Styles, to help Share Our Strength ensure the over 12 million American children facing hunger have the nutritious food they need to learn, grow, and thrive. I mean, that's great. I mean, that's just so important. You know, child hunger, I mean, such an
Absolutely.
Important cause. We just recently talked on a recent show about the franchise Money Mailer.
That's right, yeah.
And their partnership with Children's Miracle Network. So it's nice seeing some of the franchisors that are successful looking to to partner with some of these groups to
absolutely
just improve life.
And I think you're going to see a lot more franchises doing that going forward too, Don. You know, it seems like it's a trend. It's something that we hear every week now. You know, and
right.
I think that's a fantastic thing. Absolutely.
As a Wine Styles franchisee, Share Our Strength marks its entry into the emerging social franchise sector, innovative concept that offers nonprofit organizations strategic relationships in the franchise community from which to generate unrestricted income to fund new and existing programs and activities. Developing a social franchise strategy can help overcome the challenge many nonprofits face in raising funds for social services. This unique partnership was established by Social Franchise Ventures, a consulting firm focused exclusively on helping nonprofit organizations identify, acquire, and operate franchise businesses. That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Says Social Franchise Ventures will assist Share Our Strength in managing the development and operation of its franchise locations.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the Share Our Strength Wine Styles location is projected to open in 07 in Washington, D.C., with a goal of opening 19 additional stores over the next 5 years. Billy Shore, founder and executive director of Share Our Strength, says we're excited to leverage our social franchise strategy through Wine Styles' extensive network to help us end childhood hunger in America. And also, Marty, Wine Styles, a national wine store franchise, says that they demystify the wine shopping experience by organizing its wine by color and taste instead of by, variety or regions.
Right, right.
Guests can choose wines based on their taste preference, such as crisp, silky, rich, bubbly, different types of preferences. Most wines are priced at $25 or below.
Okay.
Currently, they have over 100 locations.
Wow.
The vast franchise network provides the platform for its national cause marketing campaign to benefit Share Our Strength efforts. And we are proud to have our Share Our Strength as a member of our Wine Styles family, says Robert Spuck, who's the president and CEO of Wine Styles. So that's very interesting, very nice article.
Sure, absolutely. Are you a wine drinker, Don? I never asked you.
No, I'm not.
My
wife's wine drinker. You know, many of my friends, my sister.
Right, right.
You know, wine has just become so popular.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Connie and I drink it once in a while as well. You know, it's great.
Yeah, I've seen a few different types of wine wine franchises pop up over the last few years.
Oh, that's something. You know, it's funny, when I think of wine franchise, Wine Styles is always the one that comes to my mind. I didn't realize that there were even other ones out there, you know, so
yeah.
That's something.
And also something interesting through Entrepreneur Magazine, 2007's 101 Fastest Growing Franchises. I think the ranking is based on growth in the number of U.S. and Canadian franchise units from 2005 to 2006. And real quickly, the top 10, one, it's no surprise, Subway. Two,
right.
JanPro Franchising, commercial cleaning. Three's Dunkin' Donuts. Four is Coverall Cleaning Concepts, another commercial cleaning. Five is Jazzercise, Inc.
Oh, really?
Dance exercise classes.
Oh, that's something.
Six is Jackson Hewitt. Seven is Remax, a real estate franchise. Eight is CleanNet USA.
Okay, I heard of
another commercial office cleaning.
Right, right.
Here's one bonus, Building Cares, number nine, also commercial cleaning. And ten is Jenny King.
Jenny King.
So out of the top ten, we have about four that are commercial cleaning. I mean,
that's incredible,
incredible,
isn't it? 40%.
And then 11 is Liberty Tax Service.
Okay,
we interviewed a few weeks back. 12 is Cold Stone Creamery. I've had a lot of experience and know them well. We talked about them last week a little bit.
We did with
largest,
that big merger, right, with Maggie Moose.
Absolutely. They're the largest of the specialty ice cream. 13 is Cartridge World.
Oh, really? Yeah, we just spoke to those guys 3 weeks ago.
Right. Going down the list, Edible Arrangements, a popular fast-growing franchise,
mm-hmm.
number 15. So, yeah, those are the fastest-growing franchises.
That's great.
And I just want to mention also the National Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo.
Okay.
I went to their show last year here in New Jersey. It's part of the New York-New Jersey show. But on March 3rd and 4th in Denver, they're having a show. Anybody who's interested in that can just go to the website. It's franchiseshowinfo.com. So that's Denver, March 3rd and 4th. In a couple of weeks, March 17th and 18th, they're having the show back in New York and New Jersey. So anybody interested can just go to franchiseshowinfo.com. We'll have it on our show page, of course. The phone number is 800-891-4859.
Okay, great.
So people looking in those areas looking to, you know, go out there and speak to some franchisors, you can check out those shows.
Absolutely. And the shows are so much fun, too, aren't they, Don? I mean, it seems like, you know, it seems like we were just at the one in Washington, D.C. last year. But, you know, as I mentioned in past shows, you know, when you go, kind of bring your appetite, you know, because there's going to be lots of samples and things like that, you know. It's absolutely, there's so much fun,
ice
you know.
Cream, yeah.
There you go. You'll walk out with a stomachache, you know. So I think what we'll do here is we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Coming up in segment two, we're going to meet with Ken McGevy of the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. So stick around to hear about this unique, competitive, nutritious, and fun franchise concept right here on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
For the brokenhearted. Silent prayer for the faith to
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding, delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducks. And our next guest is Ken McEvey, and Ken is the founder of the franchise, the Miami Rice Pudding Company. And the goal of Miami Rice Pudding is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world with a variety of 35 great flavors. Ken, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Ken. Thanks
for having me. Ken, joining us is my co-host Don Johnson, who I think you may know is the president of Diamond Financial Services.
Absolutely. We were talking about maybe getting him on our team with that name, Don Johnson.
There you go.
Yeah, I was thinking you should pay me some type of royalty, or at least.
Exactly.
I talk to people nationwide. I'm always getting kidded about my name and linking it to Miami Vice. But with you being the Miami Rice Pudding Company, that's going to be the first
sure.
questions I'm going to ask you.
Well, the first time we spoke, I thought you were joking me. I thought you were, you know.
So did I, Ken. Yeah, I didn't believe him either. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, but thanks for coming on the show, Ken. And, yeah, we've talked recently in reference to us hopefully having a nice relationship with financing some of your franchisees. So
absolutely.
We'll be involved with that shortly. So, yeah, we're excited about having you on today and finding out all about Miami Rice. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Ken, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate you on the success of the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Entrepreneur Magazine wrote a great article about you guys. I think it was in the January 7th edition. It was called Offbeat Franchises, which I thought was a wonderful article. Can you tell the listeners what you were doing before starting the Miami Rice
Company? I'm still a police officer.
Okay,
and that's
great.
How we got the name Miami Rice from Miami Vice and my being a police officer.
Right.
And I'm getting ready to retire. So about 2 years ago, my wife and I came up with this concept.
Right, that's something. And Don and I were saying earlier, Ken, you know, I think some police officers must make great entrepreneurs. Several weeks ago, we had a franchise concept on the show. It's called Pop-A-Lock, and that concept was also created by two law enforcement officers. So,
yeah.
The policemen must make great entrepreneurs, huh?
It gives us something to do on our days off.
Absolutely. Can you describe the history of Miami Rice, you know, where you've kind of been with the company, Ken, and, you know, where you guys are at, like, right now?
Yeah, well, we started about 2 years ago. My wife and I were she made some great rice pudding, and we were discussing on what I'm going to do when I retire because
right.
you know it comes up pretty quick. So we were sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I really like this, and we sat there and we started fusing some flavors together.
Right.
And it really started to taste really good. So what we did was we made some flavors and we invited some friends over. And we said, gee, we want you to try this, you know. And they were real excited about it. And they're like, wow, where can we get this at? And we basically told them, well, you know, you can't, but...
right.
And then what we did was, well, they were interested, and they came in and parted a team. And what we did then was trademarked our name and registered our name. That takes, of course, a long time.
Sure.
We opened up our first store in the Livingston Mall in May. We had the article out. Entrepreneur found us within months, did a great article, like you said, and then... We hired a franchise company developer to come out and do our UFOC.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
How would you describe the Miami Rice Pudding Company franchise system, Ken?
Well, our
talk a little bit about the history, how it started. How would you describe the franchise in general?
The franchise itself is basically a simple operation. Our product comes 90% prepared for you. Okay, mm-hmm. And then all you have to do is follow our instructions on what to do, it's a simple, unique concept to operate, and you're delivering a delicious, healthy treat, you know, to the people.
Right, absolutely.
I can't believe how many flavors you have.
Yeah, we're up to 35. We have an R&D lab. Once we came up with flavors we liked, we actually then sent it to an R&D lab, because you can't use regular types of fruit or ice cream toppings to mix in with rice pudding. It's just too sweet. So we actually had to design our fruit for us, it designed for us. And of course, our pudding is our recipe. And it works out really good. We got nothing but compliments on it.
That's fantastic. As far as the toppings go, too, Ken, there's a variety of toppings that I guess you'd normally like even put on ice cream, right?
Exactly. We have. It's funny because we find the moms when they come to get the haircuts during the weekends for the children.
Right.
They get plain rice pudding with Cheerios on it. That's a big thing. We sell a lot of that.
And
then it's funny on the weekends when the kids are there, you could tell we a lot of gummy bears,
right.
A lot of sprinkles and that type of toppings. But yeah, they all go good.
That's yeah, it'd be
incredible.
Fun with the kids. I see it has a lot of nutritional value also, Ken.
Yes, it does. It's two-thirds less fat than ice cream, half the calories. It's
right.
Gluten-free. We have no trans fats in our product.
Fantastic.
It's kosher. So we think we have a very good, healthy product for people instead of the basic.
How big is your industry, Ken?
Well, believe it or not, rice pudding is in every ethnic group throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of research on that, and as far as we know, we are the only rice pudding franchise out there right now.
I think you are, yeah.
Yeah. There are some people, I believe, one or two other companies that actually, the stores that actually have something similar to ours, but
right.
They don't have as many flavors, and they're not franchised. But we did some heavy research, and we found that, being in every ethnic group should help us.
Oh, absolutely.
Who would you consider your main competitors then?
Basically, our ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ice cream's our competitor. That's who we compete against.
That's something. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Ken, since starting the Miami Rice Pudding Company?
You know what we found? The warm reception we get from our suppliers, the malls. We've had headhunters from malls come from all over the country, which to me was amazing. Different medias like an Entrepreneur magazine. We had a lot of local papers come do stories on us. We were just in a startup journal, just did an article on us. So we were just taken back by how many people welcomed us so quickly, you know?
Right, absolutely. You guys are getting a lot of great PR.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What types of characteristics do you think make a successful Miami Rice Pudding Company franchisee, Ken? What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, we like people that are very friendly, because you have to remember you're taking something that hasn't been really out there since Grandma made it, and so we need someone out there that's willing to talk to the public, very friendly, samples, lots of samples.
Right.
And when people try our product, they really like it. We have 99% at least come back and purchase it.
That's incredible.
But you have to work the floor. You have to be out there,
sure.
And it's a fun environment. We have our mascot that's a piece of rice dressed up. Looks pretty good.
The mascot
and,
is great, by the way. Who came up with that concept, Ken?
My wife.
That was very creative.
My wife.
Yeah, your wife sounds like a background in marketing. She's very creative, the whole name concept and the mascot.
Yeah, she basically came up with the name concept and, the mascot and design. And like I said, it's good. The kids love it. The malls love it. The malls love it because we have someone out there, and we're always out willing to, you know, we always give out samples, and they liked it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I would imagine malls would be like a perfect fit for you with so many kids always in the malls, and, you know, it's a fun atmosphere. It seems like it's a really nice match. Do you require the franchisee to have to wear the mascot outfit every day?
No. You know, if you have it on the weekend or something, we like that, you know, because
right.
It does draw a crowd. So, if, you know, franchisee has one of the people working for him wants to wear the mascot for the weekend, they're more than welcome to do it. And each franchisee gets a mascot, comes with it.
That's great.
So you're really looking for a people person.
Right.
You know, someone with a background with, I mean, you look for someone who's owned a business before, has had a sales background, or just, I mean.
Basically, someone that's really good with the public. You have to be willing to go out there and sell your product. You know, you have to talk to it, and you have to explain to the public, you know, what your product is, the nutritional value, how much healthier it is for you. So we need someone out there that's willing to deal with the public all the time with a happy face. You know, we think we have a product that's healthier for you. So, you know, we want you to go out there and explain it to the public why it is and how it is.
Right.
Big
absolutely.
Selling point, and plus being part of a franchise system, they're going to have all the marketing pieces and should
absolutely.
Be much easier. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's something. Is that included in the training, Ken? Like, what's the training like for new franchisees? I suspect that your franchisees, they probably know more about rice pudding than anybody in the world.
Yeah. Well, what will happen is that they'll come to the main branch, and they'll go through a week of training with us. And
okay.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, dealing with the public, how to explain our product, what our, you know, our concept is, or, like I said, our nutritional value. You know, and then how to operate the point of sales. And basically, it's just a week-long training on how to deal with and how our product is run and operated, how our system's operated.
That's great.
What is a typical day like as a franchisee of Miami Rice Pudding? You know, tell us a little bit about that, please, Ken.
Well, a typical day is, like I said, running a Miami Rice franchise is very streamlined. It's a simple... you know, it's not really something where you have to get up and worry about cooking every morning. Everything's done for you. Minimal handling of the product, which is good. But basically what we spell out for you is, you know, the point of sales, the cleanliness, the, you know, like I said, dealing with the public and sample. We are very, very big on giving out samples.
Right.
Because that's how, you know, people know ice cream. Let's face it. You know, there's lots of ice cream places. Everyone knows about ice cream. Last time someone, you know, had rice pudding was when, like I said, when grandma made it or mom made it over the holidays.
Exactly.
Now when you put our flavors into it, though, it's a completely different ball game. It's so unique, and people are like, wow, this is really, really good.
That's something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what advice, Ken, would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? I mean, a lot of our listeners to this show, you know, they're in the market to buy a franchise. What would you suggest to them?
There are lots of franchises out there, and do your homework, and don't always go for the big name. You know,
sure.
You know, we're a unique concept that we feel is going to hit the public really big and come out really hard, and we've had, and you know. To go out there, but do your research. Come to the training sessions. Go to the franchise shows.
Right.
See what's out there. And like I said, don't always think mainstream. You know,
absolutely.
Think sometimes out of the box. And
sure.
Out of the box sometimes pays off.
Exactly. We were talking about that last week with McDonald's, Don, weren't we? You know,
right.
it's something. So, Ken, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's fantastic. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances.
Coming up in segment three, we're going to continue our interview with Ken McEvey of the Miami Rice Pudding Company, and we're going to talk about Miami Rice's pudding's plans for the future and a bunch of other great stuff, so stick around.
It happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you got to fight.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza, and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we're with Ken McEvey, the founder of the Miami Rice Pudding Company franchise. And I think, Don, where we last left off, I wanted to ask Ken about that. Ken, what characteristics do you think make a successful entrepreneur?
Someone that's dedicated and believe in what they're doing. Also, absolutely. You know, there is some sacrifice in it, you know. But if you believe in what you do and, you know, you're dedicated to it, you should be very successful. And like right. I said before, you can't always think inside the box. Sometimes you have to think outside the box and come up with that great concept or idea that'll work for you.
Sure, absolutely.
Someone has to really like what they're doing, and you're right, be dedicated. It's just going to make it more fun, and this way that's going to come out with their customers. It's going to,
you know, there's a couple things like with our franchise system that entrepreneur liked. We have a declining royalty, so the more product, you know, you sell, of course, the less the royalty fee is. And then another thing we do, too, if you're in a larger mall, we allow you to set up at least, you could set up two locations, and it's only one franchise fee. We don't charge you a double franchise fee, and it's only considered one royalty. So,
You
know, they picked up on that, and they thought that was really good that that's in our, you know, our UFOC and everything, so.
I would agree. I could see you guys, Ken, in like a Mall of America. I don't know if you've ever been to the Mall of America, but
yes.
The biggest mall in the world. I could see, you know, the two locations of the Miami Rice Pudding Company in a place like that. You know, it's just so massive, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
That's something.
Ken, you talked about training a little bit. Maybe talk a little bit about the ongoing support after the training period.
Well, our ongoing support is, what we do is, like I said, we keep our R&D lab. Every couple weeks, our R&D lab will come up with a new flavor, and what we're going to do is that'll be sent out to, of course, our franchisees, and to make sure that they like the product. You know, some products are going to sell, some of our, like, say, a key lime may sell really good down in Florida, may not be good out in the Midwest.
Right.
But because we have such a vast variety of flavors, our franchisees aren't required to have all 40 flavors. Now we're up to, you know, so they might only want, say, 20 of the flavors or keep that that other flavor for a special occasion during the week or whatever, you know. So they're not going to be required to handle all of those flavors because we do. Our R&D lab comes up with some unbelievable flavors for us. Over the holidays, we had a candy cane and we had gingerbread, and it just went out the door. It was just
that's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
And, Ken, I guess I guess you really want your franchisees to be hands-on. It's not like someone can invest in a Miami Rice and have someone manage the place.
We would prefer the owner to be there, or to have someone who's ever going to operate it has to come to the training.
Right.
You know, you can't just come to the training and then turn it over to someone else. We want you to be hands-on because it is all about greeting the public and giving them a new taste of something. So, if you're the owner or the franchisee, you're going to do that.
Right.
I guess with so many flavors, can inventory get to be a little tough sometimes? Or that's
no
problem?
Because, like I said, you're not required to carry them.
Right.
You're not required to carry them. Like I said, you can, you know, there's an order sheet. What you do is you order 20 flavors.
Right.
And, you know, you get those 20 flavors. You don't have to order, like I said, because some flavors may be better in the Midwest or down in Florida or in New Jersey than they are out in the Midwest or California. So, you know, you have those options to pick and choose.
Right. That's something. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you don't have to tell us, Ken, but what's your favorite flavor?
That was my question.
I'm going to tell you, it's pumpkin. I love pumpkin rice pudding.
Really?
I put it in that we have a little graham cracker crust with a little whipped cream on top, and it is unbelievable. That's my favorite.
My dad's a big rice pudding fan, so he's just going to be happy as heck once he sees all these different flavors and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a Brooklyn boy, Ken. I just wanted to ask you, what are the Miami Rice Pudding Company's plans for the future?
We have a couple big things working right now. One of our franchise companies now, going to be within the very near future signing an agreement, and will be international relatively soon.
That's great.
Which is really good. It came up. They actually flew in, came in, were there for a couple days with us, had the product, loved the product, thought it would do very well overseas internationally, and they're going to be putting. We're thinking right to start off. They're going to open 5 right away, and then they want to open at least 20 within the next year.
That's great.
How about any, you probably have been called already on this. If not, it's definitely going to happen as far as co-branding. You know, any co-branding plans?
Yes. We've had a lot of people call, and we've had some major manufacturers call wanting to put our product on the shelf, but we don't want to do that. We find that, you know, it's not fair to our franchisees to do that, and we can keep control over our product then. When you put it out on the shelf in the supermarket, I don't know, that's just not the way we want to go. We really want to stick with our franchisees and do it this way. Of course, you get a fresher product.
Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah, how about being in a mall location? Would you ever give the franchisee a choice of doing a kiosk, or it only works with?
They have a choice. We have one of our new designs, too, is we're actually looking out to put in cafes. But we have a kiosk design, we have an inline store design, we have a 12-foot cart design. Two of our kiosk designs, one's an 8x12 and the other one's 14x14. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, we have the cafe design that we're doing. So they will have a choice on wherever they would like to be. They might want to put an actual inline sit-down cafe on one end of the mall and then, say, have a cart at the other end.
Right. And what's the total investment size range for people listening, really wanting to look at this a little closer?
Your investment range anywhere from $70,000 to $165,000 if you're going with the cafe.
Right, including the franchise fee. And
that's everything.
Everything all built out.
Turnkey operation.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Interesting, yeah.
Ken, what's the best way to get in touch with you if someone wants to become a Miami Rice Pudding Company franchisee or want more information? What should they do? Should they call you? Should they go to the website?
They can call the 800, it's 866-6-EAT-RICE, or our website is www.miamiricepuddingco.com.
Okay, great. And we have links, too, on our show page as well, Ken. So, our listening audience can actually just click and go to your website.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Ken, I'm confident you're going to have a lot of success. I think we believe we are.
We have a couple of them, signed now, and we're looking to be in some very trendy places, Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. We're looking New Hope, Pennsylvania.
That's great.
Just the early feedback you're getting must really be nice for you and your wife. So
Exactly. We started this company thinking of what I'm going to do when I retire, and it was very good. It's a great product. I'm real happy because people that some big publishers that have tried our product absolutely just gave us rave reviews on it. So we're happy.
And I was serious about that royalty and spokesman position. So once the company really starts taking off,
only if you wear the costume.
That's right. There you go. That's right, Don.
I'll do it.
That's got
it. I used to own a food business. I used to own a Stewart's Root Beer. I got dressed up as a clown one day, so I got experience
wearing
it.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I expect great things from you guys, and I think you're just going to be a very, very big franchise. So, again, we're going to have you back in the future.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks, Ken. You have a great day today.
Take care. You too.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care.
That was great, Don.
Yeah.
Great concept, you know. I mean, I think, again, this is going to be one of the, another big franchise, you know. But I was thinking, as Ken was talking, I said, you know, he mentioned that you could have two in one mall. And I said, God, you know, a place like the Mall of America, where our friends PB Loco are actually located.
Right.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, very, very, I think they're going to be huge.
Yeah, I realize it's such a worldwide product, and it seems like he really did their homework. So
they did, and I think that's the key to anything. I think the key, you know, again, not to bring up PB Loco again, but they did their market research as well, you know.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, I think, for the most part, is kind of familiar with rice pudding. You know, it's not like it's this brand new concept, but he was able to reinvent it, so you can say, you know. So,
make it fun, it's nutritional.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, if someone came up to you and said, you know, would you like to try this, you know, I mean, would you? You know, I suspect most people wouldn't. What percentage, you know, close and say, wow, that's really fantastic, you know, I'm going to buy some of that, you know. So I would definitely like to check them out, you know, if I'm in the Livingston area. And, you know, he mentioned I could see New Hope. I don't know if you've ever been to New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. Yeah. I could see them in that kind of area as well, you
right.
know.
And it's for all ages. It can be like, you know, my young twins, couple years old, could
exactly.
have it up into
your
know,
dad's age. Right. I mean, think about it. You know, I think your father's generation, you know, because, you know, our dads are probably, you know, in that same age bracket.
Right.
You know, my father's a big fan of rice pudding, you know, and, you know, and all different cultures as well. I didn't realize that, you know. I wasn't sure if, you know, rice pudding was, you know, steered towards, you know, one particular culture. But as you said, you know, it's all cultures, Italian, Irish, German, you know, French, it doesn't matter. So,
yeah, I was surprised by his answer saying his competition's ice cream. You know, you think, wow, you could become a competitive
right.
ice cream. I mean, that's such a huge, big market. But sometimes people might not want ice cream all the time. This
exactly.
is an alternative. Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, look at the trends that are going on in the industry today. You know, I mean, everything they're talking about, you know, no trans fat, you know. And,
right.
you know, people, you know, most of the population is overweight, so people are looking to, you know, lose weight. And it's something that tastes real good, too, you know. So
right.
I really think he's onto something, you know. Really nice guy, you know. It's a... You know, I'm
yeah.
going to be looking out for those guys. So
So we have a little bit more time, right, Marty?
I think we got about maybe 30 seconds from what Paul's telling me. So I guess, you know, in our next show, again, we're going to be meeting with Aristocare, Don, you know, which is going to be a fantastic show. And then we have Michael Gerber in 2 weeks.
Right.
Did you want to give that quick list or like in 20 seconds or? Or you want to do that next week?
No, I think we'll wait till next week.
Okay.
I think I'm down to 15 seconds. I'm a fast talker, but not that fast.
Exactly. So I think what we'll do, Don, is I guess I'll see you next week.
Yeah, good.
You know, and again, for our listeners today, you know, if you want to hear the show from last week with Nancy Lenard, a franchise attorney, you know, you can listen to the show in the audio archives. Again, the great thing about our show is you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, it could be 3 a.m. or, you know, 10 a.m. So
definitely go to our show page. We've interviewed, you know, so many people in all different types
of
jobs within the franchise industry. So we got some nice interviews in our archives. Definitely go check that out, and we got some nice shows coming up.
Absolutely. You know, and if you're listening for the first time, you know, subscribe to our newsletter. You know, I mean, it's very informative, and we have links to some of the interviews that we recently did and a lot of great information. So keep subscribing to that and go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I guess we'll see you next week, Don.
Definitely. Okay, Marty, have a nice day.
Okay, you too, Don.
Good.
Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wishing you let me.